You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What are celebrity wellness empires and why are they working? There's been a lot of adverse reactions to Gwyneth Paltrow's new Netflix series, The Goop Lab. All across the political spectrum, people view the Oscar winner's wellness brand as a blatant scam, an obvious snake oil saleswoman concoction. We would never be so dumb as to buy that, right? But Gwyneth's wellness brand is now worth $250 million, and now Victoria Beckham, Elle Macpherson, and Erykah Badu are following her lead. In 1983, American historian T.J. Jackson Lears wrote in his text Fables of Abundance that advertising provides a fundamental healing for a culture. In his view, consumer goods serve as being therapeutic to us. All we want is for these products to provide us with a richer, fuller, truer life, to reconnect us with a sense of self and purpose. So what is a wellness empire? Instead of the structural changes that really would fundamentally heal people on a systemic basis, a wellness brand instead offers us these privatized non-solutions, jade eggs for one's vagina, million-dollar therapeutic shroom trips in Jamaica, being trained to jump into a frozen lake to cure anxiety, and $75 per month supplement subscriptions. Goop has already received plenty of criticism upon its 2008 launch, probably because everything in Paltrow's life appears to have come so easily. Famous parents, conventional attractiveness, an Oscar at 26, and a godfather named none other but Steven Spielberg. But people have always bought it. Her new Netflix series is receiving even more criticism, yet Goop is more successful than ever. The feminist scammer like Gwyneth really sets out to scam anyone, and perhaps you could say it's not even fair to call her a scammer. I buy that she's authentic, says a genuine gooper at a massive goop event in LA's West Side. In fact, these businesswomen just want to be successful, to gain the agency that men gain so easily, to have the life they want. Gwyneth herself says her prices are aspirational, but this feminism is individual, not collective, and it works to actively counter and exploit what political progress and organisation feminism perhaps once had. As Angela McRobbie explains in The Aftermath of Feminism, Gender, Culture and Social Change, through containment in this landscape of spectacular femininity, women are removed once again from public life and the political sphere. To me, it's all about optimization of self, Gwyneth says. In fact, I'll let her speak for herself.
We're here one time, one life. How can we really milk the shit out of this?
I thought immediately of New Zealand's own Naz from The Bachelor and her low-carb alcoholic drink, Ketonic. Looking for alcohol with less carbs is honestly the last issue on my mind living in a country with a serious binge drinking problem, but I decided to see what she had to say about her product. She says, the brand represents woman power and female empowerment. I decided in this company, I wanted it to be run purely by women. We've just all come together and we've put our ideas together and come up with this drink. The best way to describe the taste is sexy. You just want to drink more and more. Yeah. Despite its vividity, there are times when Gwyneth is so close to getting to the point. The show The Goop Lab talks about the stresses of modern life, the alienation felt in the modern workday and the corporate culture. It talks about a predatory pharmaceutical industry, an increased prevalence of anxiety, depression and suicide. Buying wellness products is not only healing and therapeutic, but it gives us a sense of control. Control over information overload, what Guy Debord would call society of the spectacle. Control over unregulated markets and rigid class system. Control over a society where we feel we have little agency. There's a lot of selling of fear. Fear of big pharma, fear of big medicine, says Jen Gunter, an obstetrician and gynecologist in San Francisco who writes frequently on Goop's medical fallacies. It's a cult, she says. The lure of celebrity is huge, and that's why they're used to sell things. But as national health interview surveys in the US show, the single most thing most likely to enhance the body's response to stress and emotional well-being is being rich, white, and living in a developed nation. Karen Heller from The Washington Post observes at a 2018 Goop event as being a high ratio of blondes, Tesla chic, with European handbags. Gunter adds that Goop's promoted as women's empowerment, but they're selling this heteronormative men's beauty ideal. It's almost an exclusive club that only some people can go to. As essayist Gia Tolentino writes in her book, Trick Mirror, Reflections on Self-Delusion, the idea that personal advancement is somehow a subversive form of political progress has become accepted as gospel. This is how Goop works. In absence of real societal change, we're clutching at straws, looking for products with some sort of magical, transformative quality. To conclude is a perfect quote from the Goop Lab, as the show tries to explain how communicating with dead relatives with a psychic for a hefty fee can help you get over trauma. How do you explain this? One of the Goop staffers asks. That's the point. You can't measure it by science.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.